Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives. Tonight we're going to discuss the last couple weeks of the show. Just want to remind everybody to follow us on iTunes, and you can find us on Twitter at Diva of Dole and on Facebook at Diva Days. So we have Anna's here tonight with me.
Hello.
And Carrie is going to be a little late. She said she was going to call in after she gets home from work, so we'll be expecting her call. And we have Mary, who is at the Atlanta Days event, and she's going to be calling in shortly. She's going to try to call in and give us a report on that. So we'll take her call as soon as you know, she gets on.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
It'll be fun to hear how things go.
What's that?
It'll be fun to hear how things go.
I think there's a lot, it seemed like a lot of the guys were there at the event, like Sean, I think Sean Christian I saw, Eric Martsoff, Greg Vaughn, Brian DiTillo. And it's always a fun time when Brian's there.
Brian's awesome.
He's always a good time. So
several different ways.
Yes. So it was a good week on days, especially Monday, the big Yeah, I guess we can start. There's a lot to talk about with the JAMI, I guess we could say fake out, but I have to say they completely fooled me. I didn't read any spoiler. Okay. I didn't hear anything. I completely bought it. I completely bought it up until the point, this has been a little bit ahead, but up to the point where he went to Abigail after weeping. You know, that Sammy found out, and at that point I thought he was dreaming and thinking that. Just something felt kind of funny about that, but up until that point, they had they really fooled me on that. So
yeah, I haven't been keeping up with spoilers at all. So I tuned in and I was watching it live, and while I was at lunch, and I was just like, oh my gosh, these are good scenes. Wow. So,
yeah, and like you had mentioned before, Emmy-worthy.
I can start from the beginning of it, and then if Mary calls in,
I took a few notes, and I liked from the beginning of it. Yeah, and if Mary calls in, we'll just kind of we'll get her on, because I don't know what they're doing, so she might be having a good time. We don't want to keep her from those hunky dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, you can just jump in any time. I'll start. So it started in the mansion, like EJ and Sammy are there, and she spots this envelope that somebody had slid under the door. So she goes over. She thinks it's something from the wedding. So she goes over and starts to take it out, and she gets a phone call. So she hands the envelope to EJ, and he opens the envelope, and we see the picture, but he doesn't look at it. It's fun in there. He doesn't look down at it. And so she's talking, she's arguing with some guy on the phone. And EJ kind of gets turned on by it, you know, because she's telling this guy off, you know. And so he grabs her, and she says, oh, if I fire him, do you want to watch, you know, if I fire him, do you want to watch? And so they're kissing and all lovey-dovey and playful. And he says about Marlena coming. She says about Marlena's coming over to help her pick out a dress. And she says something about it's a total buzzkill or something like that. And he says, oh, couldn't she just do a drive-by? I thought that was funny. Couldn't she just do a drive-by? And so she leaves to go whatever she's going to look for the dress. So then he kind of goes back in and picks up the envelope, and then he finally looks at it, and this, like, shocked look on his face. And so he starts, like, freaking out. He goes and shuts all the doors. And it's so funny. He lays it on the table, and he's like, I don't know if you noticed how he walked around the table. Like, he doesn't know what to do. He's, like, in a daze. And I'm thinking to myself, rip up the paper. Throw it in the, you know, maybe that would have been our first, do you think that would have been our first clue to, like, EJ, you're done. So then he drops it on the floor, and he's fumbling around with it. And so then Sammy they go, I think, commercial or something, and Sammy comes in, and she's there like, oh, my God. And down, and there is, you know, he has the picture, and I guess she grabs it and says, what is this? And at first she thinks, who did this? She thinks it's like a Photoshop job that maybe somebody, it's an idea of a joke. Who could have done this, EJ? Oh, it was your father. And then she says, I don't know, maybe you can help me with this. Did she say something about that's your hand?
Something like that.
It was really real. And then he gave him, kind of gave himself away.
Yeah.
And then he kind of admitted it. And then I think Allie Sweeney did a real good job, too. She's like,
oh, yeah.
Like her words, like she couldn't catch her breath. And she's there like,
oh, yeah,
when?
She gave an Emmy Award. She gave an Emmy-worthy performance, definitely.
Yeah, like she went, when? Just the questions like, when? Where? Why? Like, when? And then she's there, don't, he goes to touch her, and she jumps away from him. It's like, don't touch me.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, the Horton Cabin. And she said, like, where else? And then he said something that it was only twice, but EJ lied again. Because didn't they do it three times? They were in, I think, the hospital room or something.
Yeah, did they actually do it that time? I can't remember if they did or if they got interrupted.
Oh, maybe not. Or maybe
remember.
Or did he stop her? That could be. But I do
remember
them being
happened.
In, like, that hospital.
Oh, yeah, they were going at it there for a bit. But I can't remember if they got interrupted or what.
Yeah. And, oh, so then she's saying, like, why? Of course, he goes into the whole spill. He did it to protect her, to protect you and all this. And so, but then she's slapping him. She's slapping him. You know, she goes ballistic, and he's saying, now, wait a minute. I was in a bad place because you wouldn't commit, which is true. She wouldn't commit. I thought I'd lost you. You weren't going to commit. You know, you went away to Chicago. And so... And she was, she thought, well, where else did you do it? He said, in the men's locker room. And then she remembers that he was taking a shower, and then it struck her that Abigail was there the whole time. Then she was saying, I remember telling you, everybody said that you knew how to handle Abigail. Oh, that must have been funny, you know, to you. You know how to, you know, that she brought that, because we were kind of laughing at, you know, when she said that. And then, so then, of course, EJ starts his begging, you know, his little puppy dog stuff, you know. Like he's there, I wrote this down because I wanted to remember it. He said, how many years have I wanted you? How many times have I jumped through every hoop that you put up for me?
Mm-hmm.
He says, and I gave everything away for you, you know. And he says, I can justify it. He says, we're justifying it. I'm fighting for our lives. I made a stupid mistake. And Sammy goes ballistic again. She says, a mistake? A mistake is forgetting your dry cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
That was a good line.
Yes. And so she's all like, she takes up the invitations and she's ripping them up. And he starts his line again, he says something about my heart never left you. You listen. He says, you listen to it every night. It's how we breathe. I'm there, oh, my gosh, EJ. So then after he says that, she gets crazy. She takes a letter opener and sticks it by his heart, you know. And she says she's going to drive this through his heart. And she actually pressed it against his chest. So then he starts begging again. He said something, you're not, he tells Sammy, you're not being rational. That's when she really went. Did you remember that? She says, rational? I'm not being rational? But you know how Sammy does it.
Oh, yeah.
He's throwing glasses. I don't know what all she throws. She threw, I don't know how many different things at him. And he grabs her, and they're sobbing on the floor. And there for a minute, it looks like she's saying, I love you. And he's crying. He's sobbing, I love you, I love you. Then that damn Marlena walks in and screws everything up, you know, because there was at a moment there that, you know, you think that they're coming to an understanding, and then Marlena comes in, and she's going to take the kids away with her, and then she leaves, and then he goes over to Abigail's. And I don't know, do you remember what happened? She did something? she had a test or something, and she said something, but I really am pregnant.
Oh, she was saying something like she figured out that that doctor was a Demira doctor,
yeah.
and she's going
right.
to have her own test done or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then
she was
Jennifer
saying something
came
about
in.
Being pregnant.
Yeah, and then Jennifer came in, and there was a whole big thing. And that was at the point I thought, wait a minute, this is him dreaming about, yeah, okay, you know, Sammy found this out. Now he's thinking, oh, what if Abigail is pregnant? And that's a dream. That's probably not true. So then they cut back, and they see he's standing there with the picture, and all of a sudden Sammy really comes in and says, what's this? And here it's a picture that Johnny had done. And it was it was EJ imagining this whole scenario if Sammy does find out.
So he didn't really have a picture, because I came in kind of a little bit late on that. So he didn't really, a picture really didn't arrive. He's just worried about it arriving.
Now, see, I don't know.
Because it's convenient that later in
the
week he goes to Kate. He already... So what I was trying to figure out was what part was real and what part was fake. Was the beginning?
I think
there
really
–
there is a picture. There is a picture. It says that Sammy hasn't seen the picture. He knows that it happened.
He saw
it.
Yeah,
he has the picture. He saw it. That's stupid. What he does, though, he puts it in that little desk drawer where everybody finds everything in that little desk drawer in the Demira Mansion. Even though he's
idiot.
A stupid idiot, you know. So, but what he's doing then is he's figuring – he's thinking – okay, who could it be? First he thinks it's Stefano, and he's talking to the old man. He's talking to the picture. You know, and then he figures, no, it's not Stefano. He wants, and he even actually calls Stefano, and they're talking, and he thinks, no, it's not Stefano. Then he thinks it could be Abigail for revenge. You know, he goes and talks to Abigail, and Abigail says, oh, no, you know, he gets out of her that he wouldn't want anything to come out. Then he thinks it's Kate. He thinks that's just because it's something Kate would do. Did you want to talk about, you see the scenes with him and Kate?
Well, I saw the first part where he goes to her office and, she said something like, you were so much more fun, a little sadistic for my taste, but so much more fun when you first came to town. Cause remember how they were sleeping together when he first came to town? So I thought that was funny.
Oh yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then I guess, I don't really remember, like, I missed the rest of that show. I think I missed most of that episode, or I haven't watched most of that episode yet, so I think it was Wednesday. So she thinks he's talking about a formula?
Yes, because he throws the envelope, an empty envelope, to her and says, what are your tricks? And she thinks it's some kind about the formula. And so whatever answer, he said, oh, wrong answer. So then it made him realize that, no, she doesn't know about
it.
Yeah.
There's somebody else out there. I'm surprised he hasn't thought of Nick yet.
He hasn't thought of Nick yet. Come on, EJ. I mean,
really?
Really? So he's trying to get, like, the – he said, okay, who knows that I went out to the Horton cabin? And then he questions Gabby. Who knew? Because, Gabby was the one that told him about Kate, And that's why, he said, well, Gabby knew, Sonny knew, it was not those two. Kate knew. So he's trying to figure out, he must be getting this fairy schedule. I don't know, did anybody see? I don't know if there's, how he's trying to figure out who else would, he wanted to know exactly what date it was and who else it could have been. I think he's kind of going to finally figure it out, I'm thinking. He's getting there, but... taking him a while.
So as of Friday, he still hadn't figured out it was Nick? I'm assuming it's Nick. I guess I could be wrong.
We're assuming it's Nick, but we could be wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be a whole red herring there, you know.
Yeah, sure.
They made us think that maybe it is.
But he's smarter than that. You would think that'd be the first person he would have gone to.
Was Nick, but I'm thinking, did he think that Nick maybe wasn't back in Salem yet? But he's got to remember, Nick wasn't dead, so where was he all the time?
What
I'm thinking. Like, where, you know, and he didn't even think of that bird guy either. You know how that bird guy played
into it.
So I think he has something to do with it. So I don't know. But that's kind of where they're at on that. That was very good. Excellent scenes between Allie and James.
I can't believe they
never got nominated.
Do you remember when she said something about she tweeted or she said something on it on somewhere where she said, oh, I just got the script for something, or I'm getting ready for something next week, and it's going to be the most challenging thing I've ever done, and I'm really nervous about it. I'll bet you it was those scenes.
Yeah.
Because I remember her tweeting about it or something.
Yes. Yes, she did.
And I remember wondering what it was at the time, but now that I've seen these scenes, now I'm thinking that's probably what it was.
Yeah. Well, Jan,
she had to
Jan
put it all out there.
Yeah. Well, Jan disagrees with us, so I'm going to say what Jan said. Jan says, I just thought Sammy chewed the scenery, and then, of course, we find out none of it really happened, so overdone. But I'm thinking.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's Jan. I don't know if Jan's as much a Sammy fan. Of course, I'm not a Sammy fan, but I just thought she did. I mean, the whole thing just fooled me, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Neither one of us realized that it was a fantasy, so we were both like, whoa, you know.
Yeah, and Allie can go over the top, and Sammy's over the top anyway.
Like,
yeah, you know,
she can,
with her
but
screaming.
I mean, I thought the way she reacted was pretty realistic for how you feel in that situation, but I don't know.
Well, how you would
keep
react?
Keep in mind, she's also performing as if she as what EJ is projecting in his own mind, projecting out what could happen.
This is how EJ thinks that Sammy is going to react.
Yeah, so you know, it could have intentionally been more because it's really kind of realistic how he's sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Oh, she's going to find this, and then this is going to happen. Then she's going to take the kids, and then this is going to happen. You know, it's sort of natural human nature for you. You know, when something like that's happening, or I mean, it's an extreme case, but in your life, if something were happening, you know, you'd be sitting there panicking.
And
about
you know how we always make things worse than what they end up being sometimes.
Yeah.
How they end up playing.
So I think that might have been part of the challenge for her is not, you know, as an actor, she's acting as a figment of his imagination during those scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? So it's like it wasn't really Sammy reacting. It was EJ's projecting out what could happen. So that makes it extra tricky. Because
I'm wondering,
you don't want it to be
when
campy.
It really happens.
You don't want it to be campy. You want people to think it's real, yet it's also him freaking out about everything.
Mm-hmm. And then if it does really come out, how are you going to top that? How are you going to act? Maybe she won't act quite as crazy as he thought she would.
Right.
That could be.
Exactly.
I don't know. Because really, who is she to do? I mean, she's never that's one thing she hasn't done, I don't think, is ever cheated. She's done a lot of other rotten things to him. I don't think she's ever cheated on him. Has she?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean,
that's not cheating. That's exactly right. I'd rather somebody cheat on me than try to kill me. Whatever.
That's true.
Really? Well, no. I don't know.
You're
cheating with. I don't know.
Oh.
You know, like EJ, I think, I don't know, just James Scott. You know, that man, I could probably forgive him anything. Just the way. It's just like, oh, gosh. And who can blame anybody for cheating with EJ? You know, come on. So anything more to add on that? I don't know if the girls in the chat room want to add anything more. I don't know. She cheated on Lucas. Wait, Jen said.
I thought she cheated on somebody.
She cheated on Lucas with him. With EJ, I guess she means. Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yep, yeah.
Okay, you know what? Looks like Mary's here. I'm going to bring her on.
Okay. Great.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi. Okay, it's very noisy here, so I apologize. I'm not having too well a time of hearing you.
Okay, but we can hear you good, so go ahead.
I want to let you know what an awesome time we're having. Brian is an absolute sweetheart. Eric is a die for.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Dan, what can I say? Oh, my God.
Well, so are you a Dr. Dan fan?
I am to a degree.
Okay.
My real heart is with Drake Hoekstra. You know that.
Oh,
but
yeah,
Drake's
Drake,
not
yeah.
Here.
Drake's not there? Oh, okay.
No. Brian, I've watched him grow up, so it was a real treat getting to spend time with him.
Mm-hmm.
I did the VIP ticket, which was kind of pricey, but it
mm-hmm.
gave me time with each one of them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Father Eric.
You had like
one-on-one
time with each of them?
Exactly.
Wow. That's nice.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Boston in August. And
mm-hmm.
St. James was supposed to be here, too, and the last minute he backed out, which was a real bummer.
Oh, yeah.
We're not sure mm-hmm. what happened there.
So is it all men? Sounds like it's all men.
It's all men this time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Tilly will be in Boston, and that's one of the main mm-hmm. reasons I'm going.
Okay.
But you know what's interesting is everyone is just mm-hmm. saying how Meredith is such a sweetheart, and I think she's
Okay. She plays Anne.
Yeah.
I love Anne though. I only love Anne because she gets on Jennifer.
You know, the writers just screwed Jen up so bad that it's pathetic.
Yeah, it's a shame ever since Jack left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Jack's going to come back. There's just no doubt in my mind. They're going to find him out there and want to step in those islands somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd
That's
like to have him back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not real crazy about Dan and Jen, but if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, I think it's kind of overdone there. They kind of pushed those two together. Yeah, they need to decide what they want to do with them. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they pull them together and they take them apart, pull them together, take them apart. Now
they
got him on this drug trip.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all in all, it's a crowd of people here. My gosh.
They had a nice turnout then?
Oh, well, we went in at 2:30, what they call the VIP fans. And we had an hour with them before the others came in. And they said there was over 200 coming in for signatures.
Oh. How many VIP people? Do they have a limited amount or just whoever pays?
24.
24?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Quite honestly, I would never do the VIP again. It's not worth the money.
It's not worth it? Oh, not enough time.
No, not at all. No. I mean, it was nice having the one-on-one time with him, you know? But for what you get for the money, it's not worth what I paid.
Yeah. Do you have any tickets or anything? Any surprises or...
I mean, they're not giving anything away.
They're not giving anything away. I didn't think so.
We pumped them.
What the?
They wouldn't give us nothing.
No. I'm sure they knew they were going to be asked, though.
Yeah. I even got Brian over to the side, and I said, okay, honey, now tell me, is Jade coming back? Are we going to get Cheryl back? He says, I have no idea.
Oh.
I said, you're lying.
We really love her. I like her so much better than Jordan. They need to bring Cheryl back and dump Jordan.
Oh, Jordan's a joke. I mean, they have heard her storyline. You
don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we don't really care at this point.
That's true, too. You know, and even Rafe is starting to get a little...
starting?
Rafe is
starting?
Like... What,
I'm not a Rafe fan, though. No.
I'd love to see him back with Kate.
He and Kate were good together. Come on.
They really were.
Yeah, that's about it.
And those two, the Jordan and Rafe, are just a dud.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no chemistry there that I can see.
Zero.
I pumped him on Drake and got absolutely no answers.
Well, so James was supposed to be there, but he canceled at the last minute.
All they would tell us is personal reasons.
Personal.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's
the
same. Especially for the people who wanted to see him at the VIP.
That's
kind of
interesting.
I mean, I was ready for him.
I'll bet you were.
I'll bet you were. I'd be ready for him, too. Woo!
Oh, my God. After with him and Allison, I just, Sammy.
We were just talking about the scenes on Monday. Did you see that?
I was PO'd when it turned out to be a freaking daydream.
Oh, yeah. Were you fooled, too? We said we were fooled. I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see any spoilers. Now, there's some of the girls here said that they're on a forum that some
right.
of the girls had seen it ahead of time. And they passed it on. But I didn't see it.
Yeah, I wasn't keeping up with the spoilers at all, so I didn't know. I was just like, whoa.
That was very well done.
Very well done.
But I tell you what, they both give Emmy performances as far as I'm concerned.
They did. I thought they did, too, yeah. We were talking before you came on, it was tricky to play because, Allie wasn't playing the way Sammy would react necessarily. She was playing the way EJ's imagination was anticipating her reacting. So
and
that would be an extra That was an extra challenge, acting wise. I would imagine,
I mean, when Sammy pushed Gabby off the stairs, I was yelling, "Yay!"
I was thinking, well, that's just justice for exactly. Didn't that kind of because that's the way Nicole lost her baby. So,
but I'm having a great time. And Eric,
is it still going on?
Now, let me ask you this: Has Brian taken his shirt off yet?
Shirt off?
Shit, no.
Mary.
Well, no, he's expecting a baby with his wife, right?
Yeah, they got a little girl coming.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah, and he has a boy. He has a son.
Yeah, Gabe. We love Brian. He's a neat guy.
Yeah, I got to meet him at a fan event in Burlington. Yes, he's great.
I told him, I watched you grow up. This is such a privilege for me.
Aww.
But I tell you what, though, Blake Garrett, he is really being very friendly. I've heard a lot of negative things about him. But
who?
He is just friendly.
Blake Barris was there. Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. How's Blake?
He's a good actor.
How is Blake tonight?
I'm sorry. I'm not catching that. I'm sorry.
You said Blake Barris?
Oh, he's just awesome.
Oh, yeah. We love him, too. We've interviewed him, and he's always been great.
Yeah, he's really friendly.
He's such a good actor, too. Oh, my gosh.
I told him, I said, honey, you just don't know how much I love to hate you.
That's the thing. When you love to hate them, you know they're doing a good job. When you love to hate them, instead of just hating them.
I'm anxious to see Jen in Boston. Because, I mean, she is just doing a fantastic job in her part.
You're anxious to see who?
Who? Yeah.
Jen. Wait.
She's so Lily? Yeah, she's another one that you just want to smack.
Somebody needs to smack her.
I came here alone, which was not a good thing. So if there's anybody listening that would like to go to Boston and share a room, let me know.
there you go.
Yeah, now here the hotel here, the Sheraton here by the airport, they gave us a fantastic rate of 87 a night.
Oh, nice.
The hotel in Boston, they're fantastic rates, $189 a night.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh.
That's half
one more seat. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'd love to have somebody call with me to share these.
Well,
it's a big difference.
We appreciate you calling in. It's neat to hear live from the event and everything. That's cool. Thank you for taking the time.
I got to do some more dancing.
So it's still going on, huh?
he had it on till midnight.
Oh, till midnight. Wow.
Yeah. And after the meet and greet last night, they all came out on the patio with us, and we partied out here till 3 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Isn't that fun? I remember when I was in Burlington, it was the same kind of a thing, you know?
Yeah.
And that's when Teo was there, and we were, like, out in the back on the porch and stuff, and Matt Ashford was there, and there was just, like, a group of us all just hanging out back there. It was so neat. It was so cool. And they were just so nice.
I still think Matt's coming back. I think he's hid away on some island somewhere.
Yeah.
He could be.
I think he's
you never know.
Now, is Galen, is the Galen at the event?
No. Damn it.
Oh. Yeah, because you could have given a, you could have told him his Wildcats miss him and Kate together.
I think he's, you know, I can't remember, but I think he's going to be at Boston. I'd have to go look again.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Definitely give the Wildcats a shout out.
They need to come to Pittsburgh or Philadelphia. They just got to come there.
Right.
Yeah.
Come to Mama, right?
I tell you what, the girls from Dual Coast are really super nice people. I'll pass the word on, see if they can get something going up in the area.
Yeah, tell them.
Yeah,
tell them.
There do seem to be a lot of Days fans in Pennsylvania. I mean, they really do.
Yeah, a little bit closer.
I mean, I'm not there, but... But
even Maryland or Virginia is closer to me too, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, this was for me. It was only a 4.5-hour drive.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So or even
I'd
New
never
Jersey.
Drive.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they were talking about New York. They'll never come to New York, but they sure could go to New Jersey.
Yeah. They go to New York though. They've had fan events in New York, haven't they? I don't know. I thought they did. Maybe not.
I don't remember them having any there.
Yeah.
Well,
I know GH has a lot in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, nice
mention
that
to
them. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling
Thanks.
In, Mary. We
Thanks,
really appreciate
Colin.
It. Have fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, have fun.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, all those men.
Sounds like she's having fun. I know. I mean, what's not to like about that? I mean.
And she did the VIP thing. I know those
cool.
VIP things. Yeah.
That would be cool to be able to spend one-on-one time.
Those VIP things are expensive because I know you could have done that when we went to Burlington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're expensive, and you get so much time because I remember when Teo had his – we had the private dinner with Teo.
Yeah, he was
they
like,
came
oh,
down.
Do
they had to go do it. We didn't want him to – he didn't want to leave either. We didn't want him to leave, and they're like, at least says, you have to. You have to. These people paid money. I was like, hey, wait a minute. We paid money, too. But he had that's when he had to leave. So
sure.
Him and Matt. Him and Matt were down. Him, Matt, and Brian were down with us. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
They didn't want to leave the Hoochies, so, you know.
Who would? I mean, really.
really. Okay.
Once you've had a Hoochie, you don't want to, you'll never go back.
Yeah, right.
Oh. Well, it sounds like she's having
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I hope she mentions that.
I'll bet there are a lot of disappointed people, though, that went there to see James and have that
James.
One-on-one time with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened before. He's canceled before, but I don't know. Personally, I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That is if he's still there. There's still rumors that he's, you know, that he could be leaving, too. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
I don't
know.
Yeah,
there's rumors, too. Yeah.
Who
knows?
Yeah. Oh, so. Okay,
well,
so what else
that
is there?
That was fun. Well, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think. So this Liam,
well, we got,
lady to pretend like she had cleaned Daniel's apartment and that she goes to Jennifer and tells her that she just had to say that she knows a patient almost died or whatever, that you know, he had some drugs in his place, and so Jennifer goes and looks and finds them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so now
she's thinking. I
think she was
going to believe him. Dang.
Yeah.
I thought she's
going
to. Yeah, but she did.
That
surprised
Liam's
me.
A crazy nut, man.
I kind of like Liam. He plays nuts really well. I do kind of like
him. He does. He really is good
at
it. I've got to give him that.
He's good. Yeah. I like him.
Well, and who's his wife? Who's the mystery wife Nicole's
mystery.
Calling, you know.
Uh-huh.
Liam's ex-wife.
Oh,
I wonder if she's anybody like, that's going to turn out to be anybody or what.
Could be. Carrie's here. I'm going to bring her on.
Oh,
hi, Carrie.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi.
Stop. Hey, we just got the report from Mary from the Atlanta event.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's there with a bunch of men. Woohoo.
All men.
That's awesome.
All men this time. All the actors this time, yeah. Except
yeah.
James didn't make it.
Yeah, James canceled at the last minute, so.
Aw.
Oh, no.
But she's having a good time. They're there
she's
to midnight. She did the VIP. She did the VIP thing. You know, you pay the extra money and you get the one-on-one time with them. So
mm-hmm.
she did that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
She said Brian was awesome, as usual, because we love Brian.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so you were talking about Liam?
Oh, yeah, I was just saying that, so he basically set up. Liam basically set up for Jennifer to find the drugs at his place, and then Nicole, meanwhile, is on Liam's trail. She knows he's evil, and she's trying to get a hold of the ex-wife to spill the beans, and
She did get a hold of the ex-wife.
Yeah,
well, she met her.
Oh, okay. So fill in the blanks from there, because I didn't see the rest of the week. So, yeah,
well, she met her, and she said she looked like Jennifer. Well, sorry, but she didn't look like Jennifer to me. I don't know.
She didn't look at all like Jennifer.
I mean, she had the blonde hair, but she didn't look like Jennifer. And so she gave her a key to a safety deposit box that she thought maybe would help Nicole find that that Liam was hiding the stuff there. And so she went there to get it, and then Liam confronted her there
Confronted Nicole.
But then they kind of got into an argument, and then the bank person came in, and Nicole finally left, and he's threatened, you know, they're threatening each other. You know, if you tell, I'm going to tell, you know, Daniel what you have and everything. So she left, and then there's a gun in there, and Liam got the gun. Of course, you know, he's on his way to the cabin because Jennifer's out at the Horton cabin by herself. Something was wrong with the water or something. She had a repair guy there. Yeah, some stupid reason why she had to be out there. Well, to go back a little bit, at first you think it might be Liam at the door, but at first it was Lucas. Lucas was out there too and talking to her. But then finally, I think it ended today with Liam showing up at the door when she opened the door. So, and I think Daniel's getting a clue that it might not be Teresa now, how they always thought it was Teresa and Anne. So him and Eric are kind of trying to figure that out. So.
Yeah, did you guys – oh, I put it up on the blog. There's a the promo for next week. And it looks like Nicole shot Daniel. Yeah.
Yeah, because it said something about a major character gets shot. And I did look at that promo. So he must get out. There must be something that leads him out to the cabin to go out there, I guess. He knows Jennifer's there, so.
I can't wait for the storyline to wrap up. It's so freaking bad. It's just
horrible.
Jennifer
and
Daniel.
Do away with those two? You know? Daniel.
Yeah. I'm okay with them just being broken up. I don't necessarily want anybody to be fired or anything like that. Just break them up. Put them with somebody else.
I don't know. I don't know if they'll let Nicole. I'm sure the secret's going to come out, what Nicole did to Eric. And then I guess we have Kristen coming back whenever. I mean, they keep talking about her coming back. I don't know when she comes back and why. I don't know if she fits into this whole thing with Brady again. I don't know. I don't know why she's coming back to cause more trouble. Well, I don't know. Who else? How about Aiden and Hope? You guys like an Aiden and Hope together?
I do, but I haven't seen any of their scenes this week yet because I didn't get to the latter part.
There was
what happened with them.
There was one. They're working with the if I can remember right, they're working with the church or something, and this one benefactor was pulling out. I guess it gives a lot of money, and she needed a date. And I think he was mistaken that she wanted to go with Hope, but I guess she wanted to go with Roman, and Hope is trying to fix them up, her and Roman. I don't know, something along those lines. I just caught a little bit of that. I don't know. Oh, Carrie, I don't know if you remembered that or not. I don't know. But
I
think you're
kind of... No, I didn't catch anything about Roman.
Did you,
no.
No, there was something about Roman. You know, I watch off and on and different things, so, but there was something about that.
And there's actually a more significant scene this week was Aiden, Nick, well, I guess Abby told Nick to contact Aiden as a lawyer.
He
didn't realize, though, it was for Gabby with this whole custody hearing, a custody agreement.
Right.
And Aiden, yeah, and it's so nasty. Lawyers are horrible people. But basically, Aiden, a nasty agreement. You know, and they're like, oh, well, you can negotiate down. It's like, I don't understand that theory. But that's how people end up in court for years on the divorce, because both spouses ask for the moon and stars, and then you got to bring them back down to earth. So, Gabby complaining that Will's actual custody of Ari would be pretty weak. And you can tell Aiden didn't like Nick being there, and Aiden made this comment that mainly he works for her and no one else, and Gabby was like, oh, I don't get it. It's like, you know, he's trying to say Nick shouldn't be involved. You know what I mean?
Right. And then there was a scene with Sammy and Nick, too. He's threatening her, you know, if EJ brings up about his and what he did, and, you know, he's going to reveal what all they did. So he's still, you know, I guess he's still kind of holding all the cards. So I don't know. And then there's kind of talk between them, like getting rid of Nick, you know, like Sammy's talking to Will, you know, and Will's like, I don't want to hear it, you know. Because they kind of got that idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Sammy was basically telling everybody, you know, they'd all been better off if Nick did die in the river.
Nick didn't die, right.
Yeah, and even Lucas was pissed off, and Lucas wanted to take off after him. So basically they're setting up a whodunit. I mean, it's kind of obvious, but...
Yeah.
It is to me.
What, like Nick's going to be the one to get you?
Yeah, because Lucas is threatening him, Sammy, EJ... Especially when EJ gets figured out pretty quickly here, Nick's the one who's sending him the pictures of him and Abby. Kate threatened him. I guess somebody this week threatens him. I mean, really threatens him. But Will and maybe Abby finds out that Nick knows about the affair. So, yeah, and Rafe's not happy with him. There's like 10 people that are all kind of threatening him at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I guess that's, well, getting back to the Daniel and Jennifer, I guess Teresa about the key is coming out. I keep thinking she's going to break, but so far she's holding her ground and she's not telling anybody that she gave the key to Liam.
Yeah.
Because Brady basically told her if he, you know, they're done, if he finds out that she was anyway, you know, involved with it or do something or...
Yeah, then she called her mom on Friday and wanted to go back to L.A.
Yeah, I think, good point. I was going to say, now, like, if my daughter would not have to call me and ask permission to come home.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, I understand, like, yeah, she caused a lot of trouble for them, so I guess that circumstances are different. But really, calling your mother to ask, is it okay if I come home? I don't know. But, no. Yeah, Teresa, go home. Go home. We want you to go home. So, we don't really want to talk about Jordan and Rafe because it's really not much to talk about there. I know.
Oh, Jesus,
so bad.
So bad.
I know. It's like, please tell us what the problem is and just get it over with.
It's like none of us care.
I don't care. No, we don't care. No. Did you see the Sammy and Kate scenes, Anna?
Yeah, those were good.
Kind of cute.
Yeah, it was kind of funny how they were, I mean, they were basically like, yeah, basically Gabby's throwing us under the bus. Here, we were the ones that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Cammy, you know, Sammy and Kate realize they're on the same team against everybody else, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, here she, like, she doesn't seem to appreciate, but we, you know, were there for her. And then they kind of recreated the scene and came to the conclusion that, yeah, in a way, you know, we could see how Nick could perceive Gabby as innocent in it, because even though she hit him over the head in self-defense, she didn't want to throw him in, and she didn't really
She didn't want to throw him in. No.
Yeah.
So. But, yes.
You know. And they were just doing it to help her, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of like as they're going back through it, they're thinking, oh, we're – then they say something like either way we're screwed, or we're basically screwed.
Either – yeah, right, either way. Yeah. So, well, it looks like we have – oh, no, DeCarrie must have dropped. I don't know. Hmm. Oh, there she is. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me bring her back. Hello?
I hung up on myself.
Oh, okay.
Did you unmute yourself?
I did some scoop from Lana. A fan reported saying Brian to tell us that he has a storyline coming up. Greg Vaughn said he did get in trouble for posting that picture of his script that said Chad is going to be in the show in October. Mm. And Jason 47 confirmed Chad returns in September. But, I mean, the character. We don't know the character.
We don't know who the actor is going to be?
No. So.
Well, I heard they've already recast Ben, right?
Thank God. Yes.
I know. I'm thinking, why don't they recast Jordan, too, while they're at it? Jeez.
Yeah.
Or just
why recast at
packing.
All?
Yeah, send her packing. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see who else. JJ and Paige, do they interest?
They're
kind of cute, I guess. Yeah, JJ's he's kind of grown on me, kind of like they're kind of cute, I guess.
Yeah, he's grown on me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, JJ was a jerk, though, this week. Mary Beth told him that Paige got accepted to Stanford, and he basically just blew her off and called up Bev and asked her out on a date. And he was, like, guilt-tripping her about going to California, and it's like, you guys kissed a couple of times. You're not dating. You're not really technically a couple.
Yeah, I didn't get, that's true. I didn't get, it's like, you know what, she's only, you know, going to college, you know, you got to expect that. Yeah, they're not even a couple, really.
They haven't even gone to the movies yet.
Yeah, I mean, they've kissed a couple of times. They've actually never been on a real date.
Yeah, you invited her to go to the movies with them, and then she got the call that he had to leave because he got the call from Abby.
Mm-hmm. So it's just like, why would she decide to go to Salem U for a guy that she's barely dating, who's on probation, when she becomes a Stanford?
That'll go over well with Mom and Dad, won't it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. I mean, seriously, nowadays it's different. I mean, they can FaceTime. They can Skype. I mean, you know.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, whatever. I mean, you don't have to lose touch. It looks like she'd be home on holidays in summer. So what's the big deal? Mm-hmm. I mean, he would be a total jerk. And I'm like, you know, she needs to move on. She can do better.
Uh-huh. The care what we were talking about, the fakey jammy. Did you want to add anything? Or we talked all about that and what you thought about it. Or
first I can kick myself because I read message boards before I watched it, so it worked.
See, and I had no idea.
Yeah,
so
I did.
Whoa.
It completely fooled me. Which I'm there.
First I thought the fake out. I thought Sammy was too calm. Anybody else get that impression? If she was taking it a little bit, like, Sammy's usually flipping out and screaming about the littlest things.
What I was saying, Carrie, is that it had to be been an extra acting challenge because she was having to portray EJ's imagination of what could happen.
Right.
She wasn't necessarily playing what she would do. But that's what was kind of interesting to me when I finally realized it was a fantasy, you know, that he was doing human nature. It's human nature to go, oh, crap, if I get caught, what's going to happen? And then all the ripple effect of everything that happens. And so in a way, it's like she had to portray what he was imagining, you know. So I thought that was kind of an interesting acting challenge for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought at the beginning she just started off because she was just so shocked, and like she couldn't get her words out, and she was stumbling like what, where, why. Then when he that one part when he told her, "You're not being rational," and that's when she flipped out. Rational? You're being irrational? And she was throwing stuff and, like, you know.
That was hilarious.
Now that was
rational.
Yeah.
The last thing
rational?
You want to say cost
to
Sammy. The worst things you could say in that situation.
I said, "Oh, here it comes.
Calm down,
yeah.
Or you're not being rational."
You're not being rational. Yeah. We thought it was, you know, a lot of good lines, a lot of, you know, good performance from both of them.
Yeah. We have a caller.
Yeah,
I don't.
Go ahead.
You want to bring a caller? Or do you just have anything more to say?
No, that's right. Go ahead.
Angela or not? I'm not sure. Hello?
Hi, it's Jamie.
Oh, Jamie. Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Hi, good.
Hey, Jamie.
Did you see the scenes where Abigail and Nick were arguing and then Ben started choking Nick or something? Like strangling him. I'm not sure if it was choking or strangling, but something like that.
I haven't seen that yet.
Nick and Abigail were arguing in the park because Abigail said that the custody with Gabby is none of his business, and then he got real angry at her, and he almost, like, grabbed her, and then Ben came by and stopped Nick and started, like, choking or strangling him and yelled and started saying, "Back off," and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think he's like, because he's like, I guess they're trying to put Ben and Abigail together.
Yeah, it seems like it. Because earlier in the week, because I think that happened on Friday, and earlier in the week, like Sonny said, "Oh, Ben thinks you're cute as well," or something, because they were in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Ben and Abigail were kind of checking each other out, and then that's when Sonny went up to Abigail and told her that.
Mm-hmm. So, What did you think about the whole performance? Or
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, I kind of figured it was fake when Abigail started going into the Horton house and said that she's pregnant again. So.
See, that's where my red flag went up. That's what I thought was a dream. I thought that first part was real, but I thought that there was something that didn't ring true there when, you know.
Yeah, plus they would never reveal that really fast. Like right after Sammy's finding out, they wouldn't reveal that Abigail's pregnant that fast anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If it was real, then they would drag that part of the story out. They wouldn't have it all in the same episode. So.
Yeah. And I think Anna and I had talked before, too. It just seemed like funny that EJ would have just let those pictures, he just threw the picture on the table like that and dropped it on the floor. I mean, it just kind of, that should have been a clue, too. But,
yeah, he was wandering all around the room, wondering what to do with the pictures. Yeah,
yeah, the picture was just—he's like in a daze. But I guess you're shocked and that too. I guess that's kind of believable too, because he just was in a daze and just didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and also I kind of figured it was fake when Abigail fell down those stairs and she lost the baby or whatever. And like,
right.
So. Oh, and you were talking about Liam earlier. They did show his wife. Could you say that they weren't sure who his wife was? Yeah, her name was Deborah.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't seen that yet, so I didn't know that they had.
Oh, okay, because Nicole went to talk to Deborah, and she was on, like, an episode or two, and she basically said that.
And then there was another wife, too.
When they got divorced, he got real violent with her or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when she gave Nicole this key to this locker. And that was the locker that the gun was in.
Right.
And that's how Liam found out that Nicole got the key from his ex-wife. And then he said, "Oh, why did you met?" I can't remember exactly what he said, but something about, like, "Oh, my ex-wife gave you this key, right?" And then Nicole was like, "Oh, what ex-wife are you talking about?" And Liam wasn't buying it. And then he tried to hide the key in his pocket. And then Nicole started flirting with him to try and get the key out of his pocket.
Yeah. Oh, Nicole,
but buying it. He knew that she was trying to steal it back. So that was kind of funny.
Yeah, Nicole was resorting to her old tricks.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw those scenes, but that was kind of funny, yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, Lucas, the number one Jennifer hater, so that's good.
Oh, yeah, he made sure he told Jennifer, like, exactly, still, but, you know, he
came between Chloe and me, so he brought that up again, through in Jennifer's face about that, so.
Jennifer says, you're not going there again, are you? Well, yeah, true, it happened.
Yeah, Lucas hasn't forgotten, so that's good.
Yeah. Think of what else was going on. The Wilson talked about the custody stuff, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I did like Aiden that. Yep. Aiden was suspicious of Nick. But,
oh, okay. More or less
earlier,
told Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were at the pub, and Aiden was suspicious of Nick because he kept interrupting Gabby when she was trying to talk about custody agreement and stuff and try and make decisions for her.
And even Abigail told him it was none of his business when they were talking, you know.
Yeah, because when Aiden first went into the pub and sat down and talked to Nick and Gabby, he kind of was like on their side at first, but then once he found out that Nick was interfering and stuff, and he actually knew who Nick was as well and said, oh, you have a prison record and stuff. You shouldn't be involved. And, you know, he brought up that he kidnapped someone and killed another person and stuff. So that Nick's involvement in the custody shouldn't be allowed because it looks bad because of his prison record. So I'm glad Aiden brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, when Aiden was about to leave, of course, stupid Gabby didn't know what Aiden was talking about. When he said, oh, Gabby, this custody agreement is all about you, no one else, or something like that. And then she was like, oh, what does he mean? I don't know what he's talking about. So that was really stupid of Gabby, of course.
Yeah, Gabby's just being plain. She's just stupid. Maybe they need to put her with Brady.
I mean, out
know?
Of all the stupid things she said, that's probably the stupidest thing that she's ever said.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Kind of Brady's kind of cleaned up his act a little bit. You know, he was on the board.
Well, he kind of broke up with Teresa or whatever.
Teresa. Right.
I don't know if it was because he was suspicious of her drugging Daniel or what the reason was, but that kind of just came out of the blue, I thought.
Yeah. Well, I think we covered just about everything. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else. But...
Yeah. So, you could switch to GH. Jamie's here. Jamie, have you been watching GH?
Oh, yes, I have, yeah.
Yeah. So what did you think of Sonny and Ava?
Oh, in the crypt?
Yes.
I think that must have been the first time a soap has had someone having sex in a crypt, because I don't know. But...
In a crypt, yeah. Up against EJ's, you know, vault, up against the vault. I'm there, whoa.
yeah. And I was surprised that Morgan, when he walked in, he knew right away
he
that
knew.
They had sex. I thought Sonny and Ava were going to lie, and then he wasn't. He was,
right.
I thought Morgan would buy their lies and stuff, but Sonny and Ava didn't even have to lie. He could just look on their faces, and then I guess that's what gave it away.
Right. But I just
he walked
like not
in, and then right away, that was the first thing that came out of his mouth, is how could you have sex?
Yeah. But I like just the raw emotion that Mara West is such a good actress that she kind of just bared her soul to Sonny, and he did the same to her. So I thought they did... two good performances
there. Talking about their guilt and stuff. So,
yeah, their guilt. She says like how she lives with it, the things that she's done, and she lives with it every day. And so her kind of real feelings came out there. I thought that those were really good scenes. Although I do like Sonny with Olivia. I do like them.
Yeah, I like them too. Well, they had Olivia and Duke scenes, so I thought those were interesting. Are they trying to chemistry test them. And
yeah, they were cute together. I kind of like them together, but, you know, the DNA fans would be very upset.
And they're having problems because he's working for Sonny, so.
Right, right.
You know, with Olivia being involved, that might cause problems for them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and, of course, Wally Kirk came back this week and told,
that was great to see.
Tracy, told Tracy to get a prenup when he found out that she was going to marry Luke and stuff. And she kind of, like, switched her, Tracy kind of switched her mind back and forth because at first she was like, no, I'm not doing the prenup. And then she changed her mind. And then she kind of changed her mind back again to no. And I thought it was kind of cool when Ned came up with the plan to get Luke and Kiki for Tracy to catch them once he found out that Luke was cheating on Kiki.
Yeah, he's being really creepy, that Luke, that, you know, or Fuke as they call him, you know, the fake Luke. Because he is acting like himself.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he's threatening little Spencer.
I thought that plan to catch Luke and Kiki together was cool, but it backfired because Luke was, I guess he kind of figured out that it was a trap, and so when Tracy saw it, because Tracy thinks that Kiki is hitting on Luke when she's not, the other way around, but...
Right, right.
But then when she saw Luke and Kiki together, she still wasn't buying that Luke was hitting on Kiki because Luke figured out that
Tracy's
it was a trap.
Tracy's being kind of stupid. You know, because she's a smart, you know, she's pretty smart cookie, but no,
yeah,
when it comes to Luke.
Yeah, Ned even said that to her. Why are you being so dumb? You're usually smarter than this.
Right. Yeah, because she just doesn't want to believe it, yeah. And then he's threatening little Spencer. That little boy, you know, talks like a little adult.
He's such an
adorable, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was threatening Spencer because he knew that Spencer liked Emma, and then Emma got in that car crash. And Ava was threatening Carlos and Sabrina,
so
then they got in that car crash, and we don't know who caused the car crash. Whether it was
and then
Ava
they think it might
Lee,
be Britt.
Or it could have
and
been
then,
just a natural accident. That could have been just a coincidence. So.
It could be just a coincidence. And then it kind of Anna and Nathan are kind of thinking it could have been Britt because they said Britt appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah,
you
she
know.
Appeared out of nowhere and was trying to help Sabrina once she to deliver the baby because she was going to premature labor,
yeah. They have a lot of good stories.
I don't think Britt caused it. I think she didn't see what happened, and then she just came by a few minutes later after the accident.
Yeah, I kind of like Britt. I like Britt with Nicholas. I was always hoping they'd get back together. I don't want her to go with Elizabeth. I like him with Britt.
What do you think about Rick and Elizabeth, though?
Yeah, I prefer Rick and Elizabeth, I think. I like kind
yeah,
of like
me too.
Them.
I guess they're going to do a quad thing with them, have, you know, Rick, Elizabeth, Nicholas, Britt, and then maybe Nathan. Although now that Nathan knows that Britt's his sister, I guess they're not going to do that. But
oh, yeah. I'm thinking they're going to put Maxie and Nathan together. She's going to lose
probably.
That.
Yeah, probably.
Other guy, Levi or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I think that Levi guy is only a temporary thing for Max to come back to town. She probably dumped him and then go to Nathan probably.
Yeah, and then is it Franco's trying to get Carlos to talk? He's close, but he won't give it, you know. He won't. Sooner or later, I think he's going to give Ava up, so I don't know. It's interesting to see how that all plays out. And I like Carlos. I don't like Patrick. I like to see Sabrina with Carlos. I don't like Sabrina with Patrick.
Yeah.
I think the nurse's ball's coming up, too. That's coming up.
Yeah, they said less than 2 weeks because Lucy showed up on Friday and was talking about planning the nurse's ball, and she couldn't believe how soon it was coming and stuff. And then she found out about Sabrina getting into that car accident, and then she's praying that Sabrina doesn't lose the baby because she lost the baby as well. So,
I guess we covered two soaps. Anybody?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody else. I guess Carrie and Ann, I don't know. You watch GH? Or not really?
No, but I saw on Twitter people mm-hmm. were appalled by mm-hmm. the Crip Sex. Appalled. I mean,
appalled.
Which is funny, too. But, yeah, but they basically
something about
did the
sex
same thing.
And death.
Well, I thought
it
was shocking. But...
There's
well,
something
one,
about that. I don't know.
Yeah, the police sex thing, I'm over this. But that was so, 5 years ago or whatever. And no, the thing is, too, women don't find crip sexy. I mean, obviously a man wrote this. There's no way a woman, like, oh, yeah, let's do it in the crypt. And the thing is, too, on Game of Thrones last Sunday, which I didn't watch, but, you know, that's mm-hmm. on Twitter all the time, too, they actually had an incestuous twin rape scene right next to their dead son.
Oh. But I mean, when you're with a guy like, I mean, you know, who you don't really, you're not even forgetting where you're at in the moment where you're dead.
Yeah, maybe they forgot in the moment where they were.
You're in the moment, you forget where you're at. Who cares where you're at? The
especially
plane, whoever.
They're not normal people. They're screwed up people. So
yeah,
that's really
tough. Do anything in the moment irrationally. So
yeah. I mean, those would, if anybody's going to do it in a, those are the two that probably would have, you know, you would expect to do that and not think
yeah,
twice.
Yeah, other characters, it wouldn't make any sense, but those two, it made sense.
No, right, right.
For the characters. So it was kind of character-driven, so.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought, but I don't know. I guess I was the only one that enjoyed it.
I mean, I enjoyed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, everybody else thought it was, you know,
kind of in the creepy
Twitter,
way, but I
gross.
Still kind of enjoyed
yeah.
it. Cause
really?
Talking.
Oh, gosh. You mean the idea that it's just because it was in a crypt, not because it was Sunny and Ava, just because it was where it was.
One was the crypt, and the second one was that Sunny's really pissing off his sons. So it's like, didn't he kill one son's
well,
father, and then he slept mm-hmm. with the other son's girlfriend? So
right,
like, yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's creating all kinds of turmoil and problems for himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, Sunny's trying to take himself down. That's pretty much the point of why they, part of the reason why they did this.
I'm thinking that he's headed
Sunny
towards, like, either, you know, a nervous breakdown. Well, they discuss he's bipolar on the show. You know,
mm-hmm.
he actually is in real
yeah.
life, too.
And Olivia
I mean,
was worried that Sunny was
it.
Off his meds again, but Sunny
mm-hmm.
said no.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he might go hit bottom some, you know, that might be like downward spiral for Sunny now. I don't know. But this could have something
and
to do
probably,
with it.
And probably Michael and Morgan, they're probably going to, like, disown Sunny or something eventually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And then maybe Sunny would eventually get out of the mob, although I don't know if they'll go there or not, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else? I know this. I know on Thursday, Victor Cassadine comes back. So just let everybody know. I think it's on Thursday.
That'd be cool.
I knew it was May
yeah.
1st. I couldn't remember what day of the week that was.
May 1st.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Good to see him again.
Yeah. So we'll see what's, you know, I think we'll be with Dr. Obrecht and see what's going
and
on
Spencer,
there.
Yeah. Spencer mentioned him earlier this week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He said that someone was coming over to the house and he was like, oh, is it Uncle Victor? And then he said,
okay.
No, it's Elizabeth and Cameron. And, of course, Cameron and Spencer don't get along because they both like Emma. So.
Yeah. They're cute, both of them. So, well, anybody else have anything else? We covered everything
on
both shows.
Trying to think about anything else with days that we missed.
The days, yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anything else.
Mostly Liam this week.
Gary?
And Anna first. So.
I know there's a fight this week between Kate and Jordan that is, I guess,
oh, yeah.
so brutal that Jordan wants to leave town again.
Mm.
So, yeah. So,
again,
to that.
Well, we know she's
yeah.
not leaping, so what's the point of doing this
yeah,
again?
It's like, yeah, it's like Nicole saying she's going to leave town. I mean,
like,
you know.
Don't tease us that way, man.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
And they did it just a month ago or so why are they doing it again?
Mm. Oh, and this, it seems to be.
Teresa wants to leave town as well, so they're kind of doing the same thing with her as well.
Yeah, and Jordan did kind of let something slip. She was talking to Ben, and Ben's like, you're dating an FBI or a former FBI agent, and he's now a cop, and basically insinuating the problem that Jordan Ben had is criminal in nature.
Yeah. Something
so that,
that
was,
either she did or Ben did or both of them did. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and Rave was talking to Nicole earlier this week about Liam as well. I just remembered that.
Oh, yeah. Nicole got, that's another thing, and Nicole got, wants Rafe to find out more about Liam, so he's looking into that for her.
Yeah, because Nicole was all shook up and Rafe could tell and stuff.
And she kind of more or less admitted to Rafe that he has something on her, but she didn't say what.
Yeah, and Rafe did find out Liam had a bunch of domestic abuse arrests, but no convictions, which usually means the woman didn't. Press charges or continue with the charges. So, yeah, he pulled up his whole criminal record.
Oh, yeah, and when Nicole found out about that, she was kind of surprised that he wasn't convicted, yeah.
All right, then. I guess we'll continue this next week.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, all right.
Have a good one.
All right. Thanks,
everyone.
Bye. Bye. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Yep, you're welcome. Night. Bye.
Bye-bye, Jamie. Bye. Uh-huh.